Choosing the Right Goals, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, July 31st, 2025. The text comes from Luke 12. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Kerrivo writes, "I wince every time I read this parable. How horrible to be the rich man and to get to the end of your days only to realize that you'd been chasing the wrong things all your life. How horrible to realize that you should have been looking for God and the things that belong to God, and instead you threw away your life on money. Because money, important as it is never going to set you right with God. It's never going to cure your diseases or save your life or rescue your marriage. It's not going to give you trustworthy friends or a truly happy life. Money is good for a lot of things, but not for the things that matter the most in the end." So, what should we be chasing? Jesus says, "The things that make you rich toward God." And what would those things be then? Well, that would be anything that gives you life, joy, forgiveness, and peace. Anything that makes you what God intended you to be from the beginning. Only then will you be truly happy. And where can we find all that? Only in Jesus, who gives us life, joy, forgiveness, and peace as a free gift. Only in Jesus, who is God's best gift from heaven. Jesus, who is God himself, come down to be our own forever. We know he loves us because he laid down his life for us to set us free from the power of sin and death. We know he can give us everything he promises because he rose from the dead and he is keeping his promises even today. And he promises to be with us forever, all of us who trust in him. If we have Jesus, we have life. It's that simple and that wonderful. We pray. Lord, give me yourself and all your other good gifts as well.